Alrighty, away we go. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. How's it going, people? Dave here, all the goodies from this Monday, July 22nd. How you doing? Sunburned? Sweaty? Well, we can relate. We talked the hot activities we participated in this weekend, and we hit the phones to see who had it the worst out there in the heat. We shared four random facts with Cindy Graham, learned all about Helter Skelter on Breakfast with the Beatles, and seeing that it's a Monday morning, we rounded up all the stupidity hitting the headlines to thin the herd, as always, to start off the week. I hope you enjoy. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
A ridiculously hot weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there were times it was... I actually at times had to go outside to warm up because the air conditioner was working too well.
Oh, you're right? In the basement?
You know, oh my God. I was in the basement where my office is, right? And the blowers are right next door.
Yeah.
Right? And it was like, I literally, at one point, I was in sweats, right? Trying to work in my office yesterday, right? But, I mean, insane. Going outside, you can only go out for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would go outside, I had garden work to do, right? 7 o'clock, 7:15, I'm done.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Yeah.
I was over and done. But you had to have it worse.
Yeah.
Because Steve had a wedding to go to. I couldn't imagine being in a suit standing outside watching anybody get married.
Before I left the house, my bathroom looked like it was a Colombian Coke den.
Right.
I just had my wife throwing powder at me just to somehow stay dry. And even that didn't work. So the wedding was a Saturday afternoon. It was a 5 p.m. wedding, and it was still just as hot as if it was
a
wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was outside. It was a fast ceremony. We were drenched.
Right.
It was a 10-minute ceremony. Get there 15 minutes before. So 25 minutes outside. And it was as if I was out on a mound pitching again in August.
Right. I went to the Little Steven show on Saturday night. I get in the car. It was the first time I was literally out of the house on Saturday. I get in the car at 6:30. It was 94 degrees at 6:30 at night.
Yeah. So to think it would be, okay, the wedding's over. You guys go inside for the cocktail hour. It doesn't start till 6, but they'll give you an extra half an hour just to sit inside. It didn't matter.
Right.
Even that place, the air conditioning couldn't keep up with how hot it was and the amount of people in there. So
Wow. Going
from outside to inside didn't help at all.
Oh, it was
drenched. Absolutely so.
John DiBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Right now.
And now it's time for...
Random facts.
1, 2, 3, five.
All right, Cindy. Get us rolling this morning with our four random facts.
Okay. Frisson is the term for when good music affects you so much it gives you goosebumps.
Wow, and learning that about Frisson gave me Frisson.
Wow. Very meta.
Steve?
So the population of Washington, D.C. jumps 79% every day when people commute in.
Okay.
That is the largest in the country. Boston has the second daily jump at 40%, and Houston is third at 28%.
Wow. Yeah, and we complain about our traffic.
Yeah.
All right. Dave?
Of the famous 57 varieties of products that Heinz originally made, ketchup was 43rd.
What? So wait a second. So they were like... It's like 14 away from done?
Yeah, how about that?
Isn't
that bizarre?
And let me guess. Beans. It all started with beans.
I'll look that up.
All right. And Beverly Hills Cops was originally going to be a straight-up action film starring Sylvester Stallone as a character named Axel Corbetti, or Cabretti, right? But he pulled out 2 weeks before filming started, and the studio rewrote the entire movie to fit Eddie Murphy.
Huh.
And there are your
random facts.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Right now, we are serving breakfast. When the Beatles first went into the studio to record Helter Skelter, things got pretty crazy. I mean, after three takes, they did three takes initially. First one was 10 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oof.
Second one was 12 minutes and 35 seconds. Third one was 27 minutes and 11 seconds.
Okay.
All right. That would have been the longest recording of their career had they put it out. All right. At one point, as Paul is in the studio doing his vocals, George was running around the studio holding an ashtray that he set on fire over his head, screaming, "I'm Arthur Brown! I'm Arthur Brown!" So, to take a break, the band decided that what they would do is they would play a sort of slow, bluesy version of the song, which dramatically lacks the volume of what happens on the White Album. Listen to this. He starts singing eventually. mean, coming in at a completely different point in this song. There was no way that they were going to accomplish being louder than The Who.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
233 million Americans were under an excessive heat warning or advisory over the course of the weekend. All right. The National Weather Service in Omaha, Nebraska, baked biscuits by putting them on the on a baking sheet on a dashboard of a car.
Whoa, that sounds fun.
Right? Zoos were making bloodsicles, right, to keep the animals cold, cool, like lions, anyone that you know, any you know, carnivores,
vampires,
right, and vampires that they keep at the zoo.
Sure.
All right, they made literally blood icicles,
wow,
right, and gave them those to eat. Wow. At a Chicago Cubs game at Wrigley Field, a breeze came through, and the entire crowd stood up and gave it a standing ovation. And then in Braintree, Massachusetts, which used to be our corporate headquarters.
I was like, why do I know that place?
Yeah, it used to be our corporate headquarters, which we always questioned the name of the town because of that. They put out a message asking criminals to please hold off on committing crimes until Monday. Right? The police did this. I mean, really, it says, you know, Peter, it's the police. They did offer any bored offenders to stay home, blast the AC, binge Stranger Things, season 3. Play with the Face app or practice karate in your basement, right? Please, no spoiler alerts on Stranger Things. We haven't finished season 2. What did you do in the hot? And we got Janie here, and we'll start off with her.
I worked for a supermarket, so part of my job was bringing the shopping carts from outside.
Oh, God.
Serious?
Was anybody even showing up to go food shopping?
Yes, they were. They came early in the morning, then it slowed down, but it was still busy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's people just huddled in the frozen aisle.
Now, did you have one of those mechanical machines that you could move the carts around with, or did you have to do it just with, like, a rope?
Yeah, with a rope.
Oh, God, that's terrible. All right, have a good morning.
All right, John, you too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Eric, so what did you have to do in the hot?
I'm a mover by trade, and so I was doing a move Saturday.
How big a house?
It was maybe 3,000 square feet. I mean, it wasn't huge, but big enough.
How did those wool couches feel on your face?
Once you got part of the way through the day, it was hard to even grip stuff. You're so sweaty.
Wow. All right, that moves us on over to Ashley. So what did you do in the hot?
I did nothing but be miserable. Our house was flooded from last week, and our central AC was underwater, so it has not been repaired yet.
Oh, my
and
God.
Our windows are crank windows. They turn out instead of going up and down, so regular box ACs are impossible.
I would have broken the window. I would have smashed the window out to put the air conditioning in. Do you not have relatives in the area that you could have gone and stayed with?
Right. What about a hotel, a motel, something like that?
I wish we had that option. We're not from Pennsylvania.
There are smells going on at Ashley's house right now that I don't want to know about.
Have
a good morning. Okay, what was it for you, Matt? What did you have to do in the hot?
I deliver mail out in the heat, and I ride around in that convection oven they call a truck.
Yes, but it has two doors that you can leave open.
Yeah, I tell you, I could bake pizzas. I swear, the pizza guy on my route, I told him, halfway done, I'll deliver them, and they'll be finished by the time I get there.
Now, Matt, on days like that, does anybody leave you water out in their mailbox for you, or no?
Yeah, people real good. American people on my routes and out in this area, they're really good. They're people, you know. They give out the water and, you know, they over all
this. Hey, Matt,
shot.
Look at it this way. At least you're not one of those guys who actually has to schlub it on his shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's a tough time, too. But them trucks, they're about 30 degrees hotter than it is even outside.
Oh, my God. Have a great morning, dude. JP!
Well, I got a call up from my dad. The central air AC unit that sits outside just completely failed.
Did you call Horizon? Might as well get something in there.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, we probably should have. But what we ended up doing was digging out all the old window units out of our garage, and it was a sweaty, hot day.
Oh, God.
That is
God. I mean, I think everybody has done that at least once where you have to go buy an air conditioner on a day that it is so damn hot, and putting in a window air conditioner on those days.
Oh, it only weighs 130 pounds.
Right, only 130 pounds, right, on one side.
Well, luckily, we had the hand truck out, you know. We tried to make it as best as we could, but it was still insanely hot.
Well, thank you, dude. Have yourself a great day. Lisa, what about yourself? What'd you have to do in the hot?
I had to help my daughter buy a car.
What did she end up with? A Chevy Blazer?
Oh! Dave's here all week.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
He'll be here all week. Remember to tip your waitresses. Kevin!
Yay!
What did you have to do in the hot?
Well, starting off, Friday, had to work all day. Saturday, again, work all day. And then lovely Sunday, I had a baptism for my 5-month-old daughter. Had to sit there, cut the grass first thing in the morning, and then clean that all up, get the pool all situated, fill that up, and then, had to cook on a grill for about 4.5 hours. And then after everything's done, sit there and clean it all up.
Oh,
that sucks.
I think we have a winner.
Baptize yourself, dude.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
And right now.
Send the herd. Send the herd.
You know, this one doesn't end up with an arrest, but boy, this is stupid. Check this guy out. There's a guy in Stinnett, Texas, I'm sorry, who met a woman on social media. She lived in Lincoln, Nebraska, and she told him that they could have meet up and have sex if he got her an Amazon gift card.
Wow.
So he smelled a scam. So to make sure that she was legit, he got in his car and drove 530 miles to the address she gave him.
Wow. Well,
when he
it?
Got there, she said that he could come inside. But first, she had to send him a picture. He had to send her a picture of the gift card. So he sends her the picture. When he tries to go inside, it turns out that it's a fake address. She immediately used the gift card and blocked him on social media. The police are investigating and laughing hysterically.
Send the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
Hilmary Moreno Berrios is facing a multitude of charges related to a Greenville, South Carolina carjacking. None of them is gun charges or are gun charges. The 28-year-old swatted the SUV driver with sticks, then threw a live black snake at the female driver.
Oh my God!
Before slapping her in the head like a Three Stooges skit and stealing the vehicle. Now, after driving on the sidewalk, through police barriers, finally she slammed into another car, was taken into custody. Now, the police said that she was combative, if you can believe that.
I know, it's hard to believe.
She was.
Well, especially with a name like, what was it, Hail Mary?
Hilmary.
Hilmary.
Hilmary Moreno Berrios. She was arrested. The snake was put back in the woods.
In the herd.
Dave?
All right, if you've got a little something illegal in the car, you probably shouldn't speed. This guy didn't have a little something illegal in the car. He had a big something, and he still sped. 25-year-old Manuel Torres from St. Hyacinthe, Quebec, Canada, was pulled over last week for speeding in his minivan in Queensbury, New York. When the cop came up to the car, he thought he smelled something a little skunky.
Uh-huh.
And a drug dog was not necessary to find the 179 pounds of marijuana. That's how much I weigh. 179 pounds of marijuana in duffel bags in the minivan. He was arrested for 2 felony counts for criminal possession of marijuana and conspiracy.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, an unnamed man from Chicago must have been going for the carjacking record in Aurora, Illinois. He stands accused of carjacking 3 cars in the span of 15 minutes.
Grand Theft Auto style.
Here's the timeline. 5:29 a.m., he pulls a gun on a man and drives off in his 2004 Kia Mia van and then crashes it a few minutes later. Shortly after that, a man pulls over to help and is relieved of his 2005 Corvette. At 5:37 a.m., police get a call that a stolen black Corvette was involved in a rollover crash and a woman reported her Dodge Avenger was stolen. After a short chase, the world's worst driver then crashed that Avenger, was taken to the hospital in custody, and treated for injuries at that local hospital.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.